Well, it's time for the annual Portland Zine Symposium. The Portland Zine Symposium is an organization that hosts, among other events, a yearly free conference and zine social exploring facets of independent publishing and also DIY culture in general. Here with us to talk live in Studio 2 about this weekend's symposium are the organizers, Amisa Chu and Simon Sotelo. So, Simon and Amisa, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, why don't we start off by explaining what a zine is? There may be people who actually don't know.
Well, a zine is kind of taken from the word magazine. So, it is self-produced, self-published, self-distributed form of literature, whether it's written, drawn, or collaged. And the point of it is just to spread the literature around. And so one of the main facets of zine culture is that it is accessible, which means it should be cheap. So it should be cheap to produce and cheap to buy, or free, usually. A lot of zine culture is leaving it in public spaces, hoping someone else will find it and be able to access the information in it.
And are they usually less than 8x11 in size?
They are all, it's whatever you can imagine. There are a lot of sizes that are used really, really often, and but there's no discrimination.
I see. So your organization, tell us about your organization.
Well, the Portland Zine Symposium has been around since 2001, and it's an exciting year because this year is our 16th annual Portland Zine Symposium. And so Portland is one of the first cities to have a zine fest, zine symposium, and a lot of other big cities have followed suit in the last several years. But Portland is one of the first.
As an example, what other cities?
Tijuana just had a zine fest.
Oh, wow.
Chicago has one. LA has one. San Diego.
Houston, Brooklyn.
Phoenix. So a lot of big cities are now on the board for having their zine fests.
And what kinds of people or organizations are supporting your efforts?
This year, Portland Zine Symposium is under the Independent Publishing Resource Center. And so we're under their nonprofit status. And we work alongside them as a big part of they are basically the IPRC is basically a hub for zine makers in Portland, and they have a big workshop space, computers, printers, copy machines, silk screening, letterpress, workshops, and so they're actually going through a big Kickstarter right now, and they're being relocated because they're being priced out of Southeast Portland.
Yeah, I think that's been in the news. So this is the 16th year that you've done this. There's a rumor that there may be an additional party concerning that anniversary. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow night at 7 at the IPRC, which is, for now, in between 11th and 12th on Division, Southeast Division. And it's going to be our Sweet 16 party. And it's like another one of our fundraisers because we don't really have monetary sponsors. There will be lots of pie, cider, Sizzle Pie is donating to us.
We're going to have some homemade pie. Each slice will, the money will be going towards next year's zine symposium, and we'll have a big pinata that was full of zine supplies.
And where, just for those who don't know, where is the IPRC?
It's on Southeast Division Street. The address is 1001 Southeast Division.
Right, it's just between 10th and 11th on Division, across from the Ford Building.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And so here's a good question. What is Zine in a Hurry?
Oh, Zine in a Hurry is actually the workshop that I'm going to be putting on.
Oh.
It's going to be an hour-timed workshop where whoever comes into the workshop, we're going to be making a zine together, a collaboration zine. And so we'll have 20 or so minutes, and each person is going to draw or write a spread, and then we're going to photocopy and collate them all together. So within an hour, whoever's in the workshop will come out with a collaboration zine from whoever's participating.
So these workshops will actually be, they'll be doing training on how to actually do the making of a zine.
Yeah, the Zine Symposium this year is Saturday and Sunday, this coming up Saturday and Sunday, July 9th and 10th. Saturday is going to be at the Ambridge Events Center off MLK and Northeast Clackamas, and Sunday is going to be at the Independent Publishing Resource Center, and that day... So Saturday is a day full of tabling. That's where you're going to see all the zines, people selling their zines. We're going to have some panels. And then Sunday at the IPRC is a full, free, all-ages Skillshare. So we have about 15 to 20 workshops that people can participate in all day from 11 to 5.
15 to 20, that's a pretty big event. Well, it says that the Portland Zine Symposium is one of the oldest around. Could you talk about some of the others that were pioneers in this whole world of zine celebration?
You mean other zine fests or people?
Yeah, other zine fests around. Like, are they different? Do they do something different? Do they have...
I think they're all of them are different in their own little way. There's going to be at least one day of tabling where you're just going to see people from those cities or traveling people who are going to sell their zines, share their zines, and then whatever little events they have in between. And I come from Los Angeles, and I was one of the founders of the LA Zine Fest. And I know we took great pride in the keynote speakers who would come and talk about DIY culture and how it related to publishing.
So anyone can come, including children, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's free.
And dogs.
And dogs.
Service dogs are welcome.
Yeah. All right, and it's going to be Saturday and Sunday, and on Saturday it's going to be over on MLK and Clackamas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then on Sunday at the IPRC Center on Division.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. And how can people find out more about this?
We are on Facebook, Portland Zine Symposium. PortlandZineSymposium.org is our website that we've been updating as well. We've been doing some zinester interviews, and so if people are interested in a particular zinester, we've been posting interviews showing the different creators, both here and in different cities.
So, or if you want to get an idea of who's going to be tabling.
Right.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. You're going to have a two-day event in two different places,
mm-hmm,
with classes as well as a lot of other stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. A lot of speaking panels on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of examples of existing zines.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Over 150 different examples.
Yeah, if you're interested in anything, it'll be there.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Amisa and Simon, for coming in and telling us about this event that's coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gabe.
You bet. That was Amisa Chu and Simon Sotelo from the Portland Zine Symposium. You can find out more about their symposium that's going to happen this weekend at www.portlandzinesymposium.org. Also on Facebook using the words Portland Zine Symposium.